This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
As an American jazz hub in the 1930s, Pittsburgh produced one musician who broke jazz's all-male barrier and became one of the most innovative artists of all time. Raised in East Liberty, Mary Lou Williams taught herself to play the piano at a young age and helped to support her large family by playing at local events. By age 7, Mary Lou began performing publicly and became a professional musician in her teens. Popular in Pittsburgh's club scene, Williams played piano with some of the nation's most notable bands as they passed through the city. She played alongside jazz legend Andy Kirk and joined the 12 Clouds of Joy band, which enjoyed great success thanks to her musical arrangements. Williams also arranged music for other legendary artists, including Earl Fava Hines, Benny Goodman, and Tommy Dorsey, and evolved into one of the most sought-after composers of the swing era. In 1942, she formed a band in New York City, where her modern style influenced young artists of the bebop revolution. Williams continued leading groups, composing and recording, including The History of Jazz, a solo performance based on her years in the jazz industry. Mary Lou Williams passed away in 1981, but she left behind a legacy that continues to influence the music world today and makes Pittsburgh proud.